After watching Jay Cutler be helped off the field, Patrick Ramsey buckled his chin strap, knowing he was most likely going to take the rest of the snaps. It was the first time taking a snap in a season game with the Broncos, more so his first time taking a significant amount of snaps since his days in Washington. Ramsey did not feel nervous at that point, and the former first-round pick settled in.
I think it took me a while to get my rhythm. But I think at the same time, it's been a couple of years since I've gone in there and really played quite a bit since I was with the Redskins. But at the same time, you've done it, and I think if you've prepared, you know what to anticipate. They'll show you some different things, but for the most part, you just have to be prepared.
There's always a couple, when he was down there in the end zone, and I'm sure he wishes he would have tucked that ball away. We had a poor protection on that play, and he tried to make a play, and I think if he had to do it over again, he would have tried to get it back to the 1-2 yard line, and worst scenario is punt the football. So there's always a couple mistakes that you'd like to take back, but I thought he played exceptionally well in a tough environment and stood in the pocket and made some great throws.
For now, Ramsey does not know if he will get the starting nod this week against Kansas City. That is all contingent on how Cutler's injury progresses. Despite the uncertainty, Ramsey will prepare no differently.
I don't know. It just depends on how Jay feels, and that's up to the coaching staff. Maybe a little different mentally, but in terms of my preparation, it won't be any different. I try to prepare to play, and just because you never know when it's going to happen, just the way it did yesterday. And that's what I focus on. I try to focus on being ready, regardless of what the situation is.
And while Ramsey was disappointed with the outcome against the Lions, he sees Sunday in Kansas City as a chance at redemption.
We're all frustrated with the way the game turned out yesterday, but obviously. We have a chance to go, remedy it next week, and we have a chance to go play in somebody else's backyard, and it's a good football team. We need to prepare for it. I don't think we have time to really be frustrated or dwell too much on what happened last week.
So if Jay Cutler can't go, the Broncos can count on Patrick Ramsey to lead the offense and be prepared. They will need some veteran experience going into Arrowhead. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.